job. All right. Well, thank our sponsor for 4 days broadcast. Iowa Baptist Church, Iowa Church of God. Crossroads, Oil and Gas, Snyder, Iron and Metal. Snyder, Chamber of Commerce, Bell, Piper, and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie Wine, Prosperity Bank, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pumpkin Supply, First Bank and Trust, and Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers. All right, the Bulldogs send out the three seniors as captains. He's a Bratton Partain, Jarrett Cabrera, and Zane Allen. Jay Bird's going to send out their captains as well. A few things I picked up this week. The Bulldogs, after a dominant performance against Tank Creek, where they played their second stringers most of the evening, were ranked number 7 according to SimpleManFootball.com. This week they jumped up 2 spots to number 9. Jayton is ranked number 6. But they're also D2, and they've kind of hovered around the 6 mark earlier out at 5, went up to 8 and down 6. So Jayton had a close game last week where they defeated Klondike in overtime, 48-42. The Bulldogs will play Klondike in a couple weeks, so we'll keep an eye on that and kind of give us a feel for what's going to be happening there. I believe on 6-man the Bulldogs are picked to win the game, but it should be a good test for this young Bulldog team. Again, there's only 3 seniors on the team, all of them out there as captains doing the coin flip. So White Hat flips the coin, talking to the Bulldogs, so we'll see exactly what they decide in a minute. Ira's going to receive. Alright, so the Bulldogs are going to receive the kickoff. If you're looking at the field, they're going to be on the left side of the field going right. It's a beautiful home opener. I'm looking, the flags on the goalposts aren't moving at all. The American flag is blowing just a tiny bit, so it should be beautiful weather this evening as the Bulldogs take on their home opener. Pulling up the weather right now. Let's see. It's only showing me it's 88 degrees, and it's just going to kind of slowly tip down a few degrees. Or 91 degrees, it feels like it's 89. It's just going to slowly tip down a few degrees throughout the evening. So, Jayton sends their boys out of the tunnel. The Bulldogs are getting pumped up in their tunnel. And here comes the Bulldogs. All right. Bulldogs get set to receive the kickoff. Back deep is number 2, Aiden Braxton, for the Bulldogs. And there's the kickoff. Claxton picks it up at about the 13-yard line. Still on his feet all the way down to the 30. He's going to be drug out of bounds about the 33, 34-yard line. So a good return by the freshman. Able to make something happen. J. So the Bulldogs are going to take over. It's going to be first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 34-yard line. Hernandez at the quarterback. Pena behind 10. Partain behind 10. Set up in the classic Ira Eye. There's a snap. Hits back to Partain running on the far side. Partain hit in the backfield. It's going to be brought down. He may have had enough to get to the line of scrimmage. Nope, they're going to say lost about a yard on the carry, maybe two. That'll set up a second and 16 for the Bulldogs. Coming from their own 33-yard line. Ball's going to be set in the middle of the field. Partain got the ball and went to the left side. Was trying to be patient, but one of the Jaden defenders was able to just cut through the lineman and get back there. And then as he set, there's snap. This time the Fernandez dropping back to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Allen deep over. Throws him just a touch. It's going to fall incomplete. Just a little bit too far for Allen. That'll set up a third and 16 for the Bulldogs from their own 33. That time looks like maybe the Bulldogs are tossing just to get Dayton out of time to grab the box and stop the run. Hernandez set. War is in behind Hernandez. Hey, Jeff. Offsides, I believe. Let's see exactly what they call. I think it's on the Bulldogs, too. Somebody jumped. They're trying to figure out which side it was. There we go. We thought it was offside on the Bulldogs. Turns out it's offside on the Jaybirds. So that'll set the Bulldogs up for a third and 11 from their own 38-yard line. Ball still in the middle of the field. Hernandez gets his team set. There's the snap. It's Pitch Partain running on the near side. Partain cuts it up the middle. He's going to have enough for a first down and some. A 12, 13-yard run for Partain. So that'll set up first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark at the Jaybird 29-yard line. That time Partain running on the near side was able to power his way through and get to the first down yardage before he was even really hit by a Jaybird defender. So coming out of the gate, the Bulldogs have run the ball twice, throw it once. Got off to a rough little start, but that penalty by the Jaybirds really gave the Bulldogs some life. Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira Eye. Pena behind him. Partain behind him. There's snap. It's Partain right on the far side. Partain cuts it up. Now bounces it back outside. Still on his feet. He's going to gain now 3-4 yards. We'll see where they spot it. Yeah, it's going to be about a 3-yard gain. It'll be second and 12 for the Bulldogs from their the Jaybird 26.5-yard line. That time Partain got the ball and ran on the outside and bounced it out. But when you play a team like Jaden, you know they're going to be coached well. And the defender didn't run up the field. He sat there on his man. And so Bratton kept running further and further to the outside. He was able to get a little bit of positive offensive yards, but not as much as he'd like. Hernandez gets his team set. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the near side. Partain jumps it up the middle. He's got some room to run. He's going to be brought down at about the 20. That's a gain of about 6-7 yards. It'll be a third and 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the Jaybird 19-yard line. As they methodically motion it down the field, the Bulldogs have had better runs on the near side than the far side. I don't know if they're... looks like maybe one of the cornerbacks on this side is a little bit smaller than the other one. I don't know if that's the difference or... If Brighton's just better at running on the right side than the left side, we'll see. Hernandez gets set. In the Ira Eye. There's a snap. Hernandez fakes the handoff, throws it, and it's caught by number 7, Peyton Forey. Forey's able to get enough for a first down. I saw the defense on that. Hernandez turns. Takes the handoff to Partain, and the defenders get and thought Partain was going to get it, and he rolled out, and they realized Hernandez still had the ball. He didn't drop back very far, and he threw it as he was hit. It's Peyton Foley who made the catch and was able to get upfield. First down for the Bulldogs. It's going to be first and goal from the Dayton 11. Hernandez gets his team set in the eye or eyeball in the near hash mark. There's a snap. It's a handoff underneath of Pena. Pena's got some room to run. Can he get into the end zone? Yes, he can! Touchdown, Bulldogs! Looks like the Jaybirds were trying to read Brighton, and they thought Brighton was running, but it was an excellent fake handoff by Hernandez, who was able to pitch it to you underneath to Pena. Pena was able to get in as a big O defender. He hit him right about the 1 yard line, but Jared is super strong, was able to pull into the end zone for a touchdown. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and the ball is blocked. Looks like the snap was off or the hold was off, but by the time Jared got there, they just put it straight into a defender. So that's going to put the score 6-0. Bulldogs leading early in the first quarter with 6:22 left. Sponsor for the broadcast includes Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples to gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Sunday services starting at Sunday school at 10 a.m., followed by worship service at 11. On Wednesday, there's a free meal at 6 p.m. and Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Check out fcciowa.com and Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist. Another sponsor is the Iowa Church of God. Iowa Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. All right, Bulldogs leading 6-0 with 6:22 left in the first. Cabrera is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He likes to kick it out of the back of the end zone. That's what he's done the last few weeks. Jaybirds are going to send back number two, Bodie Ham. Cabrera. Ready to kick, and there's the kick. It's deep, and it's far, and Ham's going to let it bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first and 15 for the Jaybirds. First and 15 for the Jaybirds from their own 20-yard line, 6:22, no time and off the clock. Bulldogs leading 6-0 here early in the first. They can get set. They have one quarterback under center, one running back behind him, and then like a tight end on the far side. There's a snap. Pitch back to the runner for Jayton, who's going to be brought down quickly by number 8, Zane Allen, who is Ham as the runner for the Jaybirds. He was able to pick up about 6 yards. We're going to set up a 2nd and 9 for Jayton from the 26-yard line. The Bulldog defense has been stout this year. Same formation for the Jaybirds. There's a snap, puts back to hand. Hand slot the ball right on the far side. He's bouncing it. I think chased by several Bulldog defenders. Going to be brought down right around the line of scrimmage. That was number 5, Jared Cabrera. He just played it great. Kept pushing him further and further toward the sideline. He couldn't run forward. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 9 for the Jaybirds. 6:33 left in the first and counting. Ball's at far hash mark. Same formation. There's a snap. Quarterback rolls back to pass. He throws the ball. It's complete right at the line of scrimmage. He's hit by 3 Bulldog defenders, the 3 seniors, Allen, Partain, and Cabrera. Let's see if they give him the personal. It's right at the 6. They're going to say it's a 1st down. I mean, the nose of the ball was right on it, so that'll be 1st and 15 for Jaybirds from their own 35-yard line. 4:55 left in the first and counting. Bulldogs leading 6-0. There's that handoff underneath to number 4, Salazar. Salazar brought down after about a 5-yard gain by several Bulldog defenders. Lourdes is the one on the bottom of the pile. That'll set up a 2nd and 10 for the Jaybirds. for 28 and counting. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Balls at the 40-yard line right at midfield. It's going to be 2nd and 10. And it's going to be the pitch back to Salazar. Salazar running on the far side. He's got lots of room, and he's going to be able to score a touchdown right here. It's just a run on the outside. They've had two different people run the ball in one pass play, and that time they got Salazar, just was able to find a hole, get past the Bulldog defenders, and Jaden's going to line up for the kick. There's a snap. The hole, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So that puts the score 8-6. Bulldogs now trailing the Jaybirds with 4:09 left in the first. Big thanks to our sponsors. This includes Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased the Apache Easter Shelf properties located in Scurry County, Scurry Board, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas. We strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the gas and oil industry. And the sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top practice code for all recyclable metals, including aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. Contact pickup is available in roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car tractors. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Bridgeton, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses to promote growth through the Chamber support and tourism. So go get them, Bulldogs. All right, Jaden lines up. Again, the Bulldogs are going to receive the kickoff. It's Claxton, who's back deep. Had a decent run at the beginning of the game as a freshman, which is good to see. So we'll see what he can do here. 44, Justin Collins for the Jaybirds, who's the kicker. And there's the kick. They're going to kick it back deep. It's going to be picked up by number 10, Brant Cox for the Bulldogs. Brant still running around, able to get the ball up to the 30-yard line. They're going to give him the ball at the 32, so the Bulldogs will take over. It'll be 1st and 15 from their own 32-yard line. 4:01 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing 6-8 early in the first quarter. Hernandez gets his team set. There's a snap. Picks up Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep. He's got... Hey! Caden Corey with a huge catch for the Bulldogs. Corey able to catch the ball around the Jaybird 15-yard line. Caden, if you don't know, Caden's a tall young man. He towers over the cornerback. This is how he was able to get that. He's going to come off and get a breakfast. And that's going to be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own, from the Jaybird 16-yard line. Flips the field in one play. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-8, but knocking on touchdown's door. Hernandez gets his team set in the IRA eye. There's a snap. It's back to Partain running on the near side. Partain following his blocker. So they have to get close. Push that bounds around the 5-yard line. We'll see exactly where they spot it. But about a 10, 11-yard run for Partain. They're going to say he went out at the 6. So it's going to be 2nd and 5 for the Bulldogs from their own 6-yard line. No, 7. It'll be 2nd and 6 from the 7. 3:22 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-8, but 7 yards away from the end zone. Hernandez gets his team set in the IRA eye. There's a snap. It's back to Partain running on the near side. Partain finds the hole, gets the gap. Works on into the end zone for a touchdown! So that puts the score 12-8. Bulldogs leading, and they're going to get on for the kick. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. Bulldogs leading 14-8. I thank the sponsor for this podcast, and that includes Bill Patrick and Field Funeral Home, independently owned and operated Southern Snyder, Iowa, Hermel, and Surrey County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor is McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and they provide immunizations on a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuel, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937, and we deliver to Surrey County and the surrounding areas. The Iowa Baseball Club, proudly putting all the Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Bulldog leading here, looks at a back and forth game so far. Bulldogs leading 14-8 with 3:16 left in the first. Cabrera gets back ready to kick the ball for Ira. And there's the kick. It's going to hit the ground at about the 15 and roll into the end zone for a touchback. I thought so too. It kind of looked like it hit the Dayton player's foot, which would make it a live ball, but they're saying it did not. So Dayton's going to take over at their own 20. It'll be first and 15. So two offensive possessions for the Bulldogs has been two touchdowns, and now it's time for the Dominant Dog defense to come out and show their teeth. Jaybirds get set in their formation. They snap the handoff to Salazar running on the far side. Salazar being chased. It's the same play they did last time. He's still on his feet. Finally going to be brought down after about a 16, 17-yard gain, although there's two flags down, which I'm going to guess they're holding. They're kind of the way. It's the same play they did in this footage, that long touchdown on last time. It's deceptive. Salazar lines up, he's not a lineman, he's just behind the line, but he gets across the whole field and runs down. He kind of hides behind everybody and then finds a hole in back. But they're going to say, holding on the offense. So that's going to back the Jaybirds up to their own 10 now. So it's going to be first and 15. The ball's going to be 11, but the first and 15. I'm sorry, first and 25 for the Jaybirds. There's a snap. They pitch it over to Salazar. Running this way. Salazar hit hard by Corey. Pushed out of bounds by Corey, and Juarez is going to get a few yards, maybe four or five, depending on where they spot it. They're going to say about 5 yards. That'll set up a second and 20. But they definitely are trying to get Salazar the ball. That was just a great play by Corey and Juarez to read it, react, and tackle. There's a snap, pitch back to Salazar. Running on the far end. Salazar hit in the backfield by Juarez. So they brought down. There's a late flag that comes in. It looked like Juarez was pushing the back to get to the running back, and I wonder if they're going to call a block in the back. We'll see what it is, but that was just Dimitri Juarez with a great tackle. Not a good one, so it's going to be on the Jaybirds. They're going to leave it here. They're going to decline the holding penalty, so now it'll be a third and 20. Third and 20 from the Jaybird 15. Quarterback in the shotgun this time. There's a snap. Drops that one to throw it. Being chased by Juarez. He's going to dump it off. He's Collins. Collins still on his feet, but he's dropped down by Cabrera. Collins is about a foot taller than Cabrera, but Cabrera said, I do not care. And brought him down with a vengeance. Not after about a 15-yard run or so. So it's going to end up being fourth and six for the Jaybirds from their own 29-yard line. Good fourth down for the Dominant Dog defense. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first in county. So the Bulldogs can get a stop here and really swing the momentum of the game. Jaybirds going to line up and shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, one in the backfield. There's a snap. Six back to quarterback with the throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep. Oh, that was a good defensive play. The defender for the Bulldogs just slipped right when the receiver cut back, but he was right there to drop him for the completion. So it's a first down for the Jaybirds. It'll be first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. Again, it just looked like it was Cabrera slipped when he tried to make a cut to deflect the ball. Receiver caught it, and then anyway, Jaybirds gets set in their formation. This time the quarterback's going to be under center. There's the snap. It's back to Hand. Hand looking to run the ball. He gets tackled at the line of scrimmage by Partey. He came up and he said, no, I've had enough of this. The dominant dog defense is showing some intent. He's the Jaybirds. So 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the first. About a one-yard gain for Ham. It's not Thanksgiving, but Brighton's eating some ham. Jaybirds gets set under center. Plays it back. Quarterback drops back with the throw of the ball. He's going to toss it short. Deflected. That was by Allen, the senior, who just got a hand in it right before it got to the receiver. But now it's going to be third and 14 for the Jaybirds. Ball set at the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. 53 seconds left in the first. Good heads-up defensive play by Allen. He was not the cornerback. He just kind of stuck his hand up and deflected the ball and hit the receiver on the hands and bounced back. Jaybirds get set, this time in a shotgun formation. Two receivers from the far side, one behind the quarterback in shotgun. There's the snap. Quarterback drops back, looking to throw the ball, trying to find the defender. He's got a guy deep. He's covered up by some Bulldog defenders. He's going to fall and catch the ball. I'm going to say, and two Bulldog defenders on him. He just kind of fell, and the ball fell right as lucky as twice as tall as both the Bulldog defenders. So it'll be first down for the Jaybirds. It's going to be first in a goal from the 5-yard line of the Bulldogs. Perfect pass and perfect catch beats perfect defense, and that's what kind of felt like happened on that play. Well, Jayton takes their time getting up to the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to come back into the huddle. They have 13 seconds left in the play clock, and that's out of 10. 5, 4, they're going to have to snap the clock. Pull the foot 3, get under center, and Jayton's going to call a timeout. So the Bulldog defense has done great, giving up two big players to bail Jayton out of their first down. And thank all of our sponsors, which include the Iowa Booster Club, proudly supporting all Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. WCZY, proud Iowa Bulldogs, graduate of Iowa with a past of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, Coach Abetz, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and our grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a 5th generation on his mother's side, orange and black, run through our veins, proud to be an Iowa Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital in Snyder proudly supports the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. All right, that team's come out of the huddle. It's first and goal from the Bulldogs' 5-yard line for the Jaybirds. Again, the dominant guard defense has been there. Just had a couple big passing plays that have bailed the Jaybirds out of some deep into the count situations. They're going to get set. Same formation under center. There's a snap, kicks back to Ham. Ham looking to run the ball. He's hit by Juarez immediately and brought down. They're going to take himself forward about a yard or two. It's going to be a second and 3 or 4, depending on exactly where the spot's at. That's the end of the first quarter. At the end of 1, the Bulldogs are leading 8-14. Thank the sponsors who support these broadcasts. And the sponsor is Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is the place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. There are 2 opportunities to worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5:30 p.m. We hope to see everybody there who can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pumping Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. First Bank and Trust. And Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. I thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business is interested in sponsoring, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will hook you up with all the information that you need. At the end of the first quarter, Bulldogs are leading the Jaybirds 14-8. The Jaybirds are 3 yards away from the end zone. It's going to be second and goal from the three. They line up under center. There's a snap. Hand up underneath. And it's going to be a touchdown. I believe that was Rivera. Rivera for the Jaybirds. It was like a sneak underneath. He hadn't done a lot. So, he's coming on for the field goal kick. They made the last one. Right now it's tied 14-14, but we'll see if the Bulldogs can block the field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. No good. So, that's going to leave the game tied now, 14-14 with 9:55 left in the first quarter. All right, let me pull up my app and we'll check some scores from around our district. Maybe not, doesn't seem to be working. I want to thank all of our sponsors again. Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Homes, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Chicago Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pumping Supply, First Bank and Trust, and Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers. All right. Collins that deep, or Collins the quick for the Jaybirds. It's going to be the freshman Claxton that deep for the Bulldogs. He's had two decent returns tonight. See if we can make it three and maybe even have one pop off for a touchdown. Bulldogs and the Jaybirds tied early in the second quarter, 14-14. 9:55 left in the half. Collins having trouble getting the ball to stay on the tee. There's not really any wind. I mean, but even the flags are just barely blowing at all. All right, looks like maybe he got it now. All right, Collins runs up. There's the kick. It's going to be far and deep. Claxton's going to pick it up at about the 7-yard line, running on the near side. He's going to break or get hit by one defender. He's going to get it out to about the 21. So I gained about a yard on the return. So it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 21-yard line with 9:49 left in the half, all tied up. Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira eye. Pena behind him. Partain in the back. There's snap. Can they hand off Partain running on the near side? Partain staggers. Breaks one tackle. Still running on his feet. Going to be pushed out of bounds. Gain of about six, seven yards. We'll see where the mark is. About 9 yards. Good run for Partain. It's going to be second and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 29-yard line on the near hash mark. 9:41 left in the half. And the clock's going to sit there because Partain is pushed out of bounds. Ball tied up, but the Bulldogs are driving. Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. It's back to Partain running on the far side. Partain's got a little bit of room to run there. He's going to be able to get far enough out. There's a flag that comes in. It'll be enough for a first down, I think. We'll see what the flag is on. is holding on the Bulldog. That's going to back him up. Again, back him up 10 yards, so now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Iowa 21-yard line. Hernandez gets set in the air. Snatch ball. Tosses it back to Partain. He's looking to throw the ball. Still has it on the feet. Curves in the pocket. He was going to shot Allen there. Allen was hit way early. There's not going to be a flag. Allen came back, kept the ball. The defenders weren't looking at the ball. Got knocked out of the way. It's going to fall incomplete, and they're going to call it incomplete. So 14-14 here in the second, 9:03 left. There's a deep pass to Allen. Allen came back to get the ball. Of course, on our side, it was clearly a pass interference. Yeah, it's only a three-man crew, and there's not a referee back in the secondary. So left. Third and 15 for the Bulldogs from our own 30-yard line. Pitch back to Partain, running on the far side. He's got some room. Going to be able to get about a 10-yard gain. There's a flag on the play. We'll see what it is. Most likely a holding. It's kind of typically where the flag landed. That's what it is. And that's the direction the Bulldogs go running. We'll see exactly what it is as soon as they signal it. Looks like the Bulldogs are already backing out. Yeah, it's going to be holding. That'll back the Bulldogs up 10 more yards. And now it's going to be a third. 25. Third and 25 from the Bulldog 12-yard line. So some costly holding penalties on the Bulldogs. But we'll see what kind of magic they can drum up. Hernandez gets his team set in the Iron Eye. 8:41 left in the half. Bulldogs tied 14-14. It's back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball, being chased by some defender. He jumps about short to Cabrera. Cabrera's got the ball. He's able to pick up about 7-8 yards. So the run forward pass, Cabrera, that's going to set up a 4th and 18 for the Bulldogs from our own 18-yard line. Gets it back in what is the top formation. We'll see what happens. From Hernandez, pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen wide open. It's going to be complete. And that's for a first down. Allen still on his feet. Played across the field. He's going to drive down past midfield all the way to the Jaybirds 33-yard line. The senior connects to the senior for a huge first down on the 4th and 18. Bulldogs able to convert. Great play for the Bulldogs. It's almost like the Jay bottom is going to be a punt. Brighton said, I'll throw it like a punt, but it's going to be a completion and a first down. 7:32 left in the half. Bulldogs tied with the Jaybirds, 14-14. Going to get set in the same formation. Two receivers from the near side, T stack in the back. There's a snap, pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball, rolls it out to the right, tosses it right, he's got Allen wide open in the end zone for a touchdown! The receivers to the seniors, airing the ball out for the Bulldogs, puts us up 20-14 with the extra point conversion coming on. It's going to be a 2-point kick. Thank you. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. That puts Ira up 22-14 with 7:09 left. They're in the first. Bulldog is fading. I want to thank our sponsors, which includes Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. That is sponsored with First Bank and Trust. Thank you, First Bank and Trust. Ira Pumping Supply. Call Ira Pumping Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus at the entrance of the Gospel Fellowship and Community Outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesday, beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. I want to welcome Rory Mosley to the broadcast. Thanks for the joke you did on me. And Jason, I still hear a little bit about it, and I'd like you to know that I can rap, but maybe in that city. But Rory wants to say, go Bulldogs. As Ira's now leading 22-14, 7:09 left in the half. Cabrera gets ready to kick for the Bulldogs. Ham is back deep for the Jaybirds. You're not much wind here, if any at all, tonight in Iowa, so Jared should have no problem getting this back into the end zone. Here's the run-up, and the kick is going to be high and far. Going to hit it about the 3. Rolls backwards. He's going to have hands going to have to pick it up at the 2. Hit by several Bulldog defenders, and he's going to be brought down at about the 12-13-yard line. Great kick by Cabrera. Hand kind of stayed away from it, thinking it was going to roll into the end zone, but it just died when it hit the grass. So, Jaybirds are going to get the ball at their own 12-13-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 from the Jacobs 13. Bulldogs leading 22-14 with 7:04 left in the half. Jaybirds breaks the huddle, can't see the line of scrimmage. Quarterback's going to be under center, and he snaps it, drops back in to throw the ball. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be complete to back. But he's pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs, so gain about 6-7 yards on the play. So it'll be 2nd and 8. For the Jaybirds, ball is on the Dayton 20-yard line. It'll be on the near hash mark. 6:57 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-14. Jaybirds get set. Going to be under center. There's a snap. It's pitched back to Hand. Hand cuts it back to the near side. And it's hit hard by Daniel. Daniel puts the wall up on him. Ham ran the ball. It's right at the marker. They're going to say not enough. So it'll be 3rd and about a yard for Jayton. 6:35 and starting in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-14. Time for the Dominant Dog defense to show their teeth again. Waiting for Jayton to break the huddle. Jaybirds get set. Center lane, the quarterback's going to be under center. There's snap at the handoff underneath to Rivera. Enough for a first down. But Rivera was able to get the ball up to the Bulldogs 38. So it'll be 1st and 15 from the Jaybird 38-yard line. 6 minutes left in the half and counting. Bulldogs leading 22-0. 14. Thank you, Mark. Daniel gets set under center. There's the snap. Being chased down by several Bulldog defenders. He pitches it off. Ham rolls out of a tackle, but he's going to be brought down by Pena again. Ham gains about 6 yards. That'll set up a 2nd and 8 for... Yeah, 2nd and 8 for the Jaybirds. They've run it several times here. I'll be watching for a trip to pass. Same formation, standing under center. There's a snap pitch back to Hamlin on the far side. Now Hamlin up it off to the near side. It's going to be brought down by Juarez. Not enough for a first down, so it's going to be third and about 2. 4:40 left. 4:40 left. In the half, Mobile's leading 22-14. Ball set at the near half mark on the Bulldogs, 29-yard line. Same formation again, standing on under center. There's a snap, standing rolls back up to throw the ball, being chased by Juarez. Tosses it deep, he's got a defender there. This either goes up, catches it, he's in the end zone, but they haven't said touchdown yet. Now they're going to say touchdown. Daniel just threw the ball up and deep to his receiver who caught it in the end zone. And that puts the score 20-22. Bulldogs leading by 2, but the Jaybirds are going to go for the 2-point field goal here. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is blocked! So the Bulldogs are going to keep the lead. It looks like it was number 18. Derek Bishop for the Bulldogs. Oh.
That one's on.
So, Bulldogs leading 22-20 with 4:02 left in the half. Let's thank our sponsors for supporting the broadcast, which includes Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital Insider is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Prosperity Bank, proud of supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Doug and Susie Wyatt, proud Iowa Bulldogs, the graduate of Iowa with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Rodney and Waddle, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was a 5th generation of mother's side, orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Iowa Bulldogs supporters. Thank you to our sponsors. If you or your business would like to support the Iowa Bulldogs broadcast, just talk to Mr. Jones, he'll get you all the information that you need. The Bulldogs leading the Jaybirds 22-20 with 4:02 left in the half. The Bulldogs are going to receive the kickoff, and they're going to send back the freshman, Claxton, who's had 3 returns and is just looked so close to breaking one off for a big game. Jaybirds get set. There's the kick. It's going to be short and high. Caught by Juarez for the Bulldogs. Juarez still on his feet. He's at the 40-yard line. But Cross A got to the 30. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Jaybirds. But not before he swings the field. The Bulldogs are going to have great field position. It's going to be around the Jaybird 35-yard line. 25-yard line, sorry. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Ira I offense. Ball is at the 26-yard line of Dayton on the near hash mark. 3:54 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-0. 20. This is my head at 0. All right, Ira coming out with 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, 2 in the backfield. Hernandez gets the ball, pitches back to Partain. Partain goes and throws the ball, being pursued by several Jay defenders. He's going to dump it off short to Hernandez. Hernandez gets the ball up to the line of scrimmage, but he's going to be tackled by a Jayton defender after about a yard gain. He ran about 15 yards to get a yard. So it's going to be 2nd and 14 for the Bulldogs, if that. Second and also 14.5. Now it's going to be front at the 26-yard line. 3:20 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-0. The 20. Why do I keep doing that? 22-20. Hernandez gets the team set in the IRI this time. There's a snap, picks up Partain, running on the far side. Partain gets the ball, and several defenders gets around the first corner, still on his feet, gonna be pushed out of bounds around the 10. And they're close to the first down, I don't think it's quite enough, but we'll see exactly where they spot it. Exactly where he went out of bounds. Now they're gonna say he went out at the 14, so it's gonna be a third and two for the Bulldogs from their own, from the Jaybird 13 yard line. 2:59 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-0, but knocking on the door of a touchdown. Hernandez gets set in the IRI. There's a snap. Hand up underneath the Pena. Pena's got the ball. It's a run to run. Can he get there? How are they going to say it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. There's not a deep referee in the backfield. They're going to say Pena got up to about the one, so it's going to be first and goal from the one for the Bulldogs, but there was none of the side judges were up there to see where he fell, so it's kind of just a guesstimate, if you will. Literally, it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs from the one. 2:35 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-0 with Hernandez to set in the IRI. There's the snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. He's going to cut it off inside and be able to jump into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. That puts the score 28-20 with Cabrera coming in for the kick for the Bulldogs. Bishop's the holder. Hernandez is the snapper, and Cabrera's the kicker. Snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. That puts the Bulldogs up 30-20 with 2:25 left in the first. Sponsors for this broadcast include Iowa Booster Club, proudly supporting all the Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page and find out how to help. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. Have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Williams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, which provide immunization for a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care part of what we do best. Mel Pfeiffer and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Iowa, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 30-20 here with 2:25 left. That is, the Bulldogs received the opening kickoff. So they will kick after halftime, so it's really important for the Bulldogs to get a stop here. Alright, Cabrera getting ready to kick for Iowa, again, Bulldogs leading 30-20 with 2:25 left in the half. And there's the kick for Cabrera. It's low and bounce. It still hasn't been fielded by the Jaybirds. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. Again, huge defensive series for the Bulldogs. They received the opening kickoff, which means they will kick to Dayton after halftime. So really need to keep the Jaybirds out of the end zone here with 2:25 left in the half. The ball rolled out of bounds. Dayton's going to accept the penalty, so they're going to have first and 15 from their 30-yard line. Sandland's going to get set under center. There's a snap of the handoff underneath the Salazar. Salazar hit by several Bulldog defenders. Not going to gain much. Oh, that was Rivera. So it's going to be a second and 11 for the Jaybirds with 2:07 and counting left in the half. This is a quick handoff right underneath. Jaybirds coming out in the same formation, center and under center. There's a snap, this time center and rolls out, looking to pass the ball, it's going to be complete. The receiver's going to be hit by two Bulldog defenders still on the feet fighting, but he's going to be pushed down and tackled inbounds, which is Bibbs. It was a gain of about 5-6 yards. They'll get the ball past midfield to the Bulldog 41-yard line. So it's going to be third and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for third and 4 for the Jaybirds. 1:23 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-20. Jaybirds get set in the same formation. Stanley under center. There's a snap. Stanley pitches it to Ham on the far side. There's going to be a flag. It's going to be holding. But Ham's out of bounds. Out. They're going to say it's down. There's a big old holding penalty. I'd be surprised if it's anything else. 1:08 left in the half. Ham is really fast, but the Bulldog defenders have been able to tackle him very hard when he has the ball. It's going to be holding. It's going to bring the Jaybirds back to him. So that's going to set up a third and 14 for the Jaybirds from their own 31-yard line. 1:07 and counting in the half. Again, Dayton will receive the halftime kickoff, so this is extremely important defensive chance for the dominant dog defense. Chandler is going to be in shotgun this time, and Kurt Simlin is going to call a timeout. So 57 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-20 as the Jaybirds are being pushed around on offense. Pass before the broadcast include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Snyder Iron and Metal, top practice paper, all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable screws, magnets, bailers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anchorage, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, it's third and 14 for the Jaybirds. 57 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-0. The ball is at the Jaybird 31-yard line, right in the middle of the hash mark. The Jaybirds are going to come out in a different formation. Stanley is going to be in shotgun. They have been able to move. Looks like one of the Jaybirds is bleeding, so they're going to have to wrap his arm real quick. That's what happens when a bird lines up next to a dog if it gets scared. Fifty-seven seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-20 as the Jaybirds are, I guess, putting duct tape on a wound. Now the Jaybirds get back set in the huddle. And now we'll get to play some football. Ball empty Jaybird, 31-yard line. It's third and 14 in Stanley and in shotgun. There's the snap. Stanley running in the backfield looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it across the field. It's going to be caught by the Jaybirds. It'll be enough for a first down. Allen jumped up and the ball was just over his fingertips. He almost intercepted that, but instead the Jaybirds got the ball. It was number 44, Collins, who was able to get the reception. So it'll be a first down. The clock is still going to be running. 41 seconds and counting. Jaybirds in the same formation with Stanley and shotgun. There's a snap. Stanley running around the backfield trying to throw the ball. He's going to dart it in there quick. Receiver's going to be hit by the Bulldogs. Nowhere close to the out-of-bounds line. Gained about 6-7 yards. I'm guessing, okay, Jaden called a timeout. Everybody just kind of ran to the sideline. I was waiting for the ref to say something. So, timeout by the Jaybirds. Bulldogs leading 30-20 with 25 seconds left in the half. Tosses include Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located in Scurry, Horton, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. The First Church of God in Iowa. Iowa Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. Hiram Baptist Church. Hiram Baptist Church seeks to make disciples and make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Head on over to fbciowa.com or check out at Hiram Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Gabriel, it's going to be 2nd and 9 from the Bulldogs' 27-yard line. Stanley in the shotgun. There's the snap. Look to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. It's going to be complete. It's going to be brought out of bounds. The clock will stop with 17 seconds left in the half. Jayton at the Bulldogs' 20-yard line. Bulldogs leading 30-20. Again, the Bulldogs will kick the ball at half. So it's important for the dominant Dog defense to step up here and to keep the Jaybirds out of the end zone. Stanley in the shotgun. There's a snap. Hits that foot. Jayton Stanley taking off running. Drives around in the back. He wants to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. It's going to fall incomplete. It's going to be a flag way in the backfield. Not sure what's happening. Coach Goodwin's saying he ran across the line of scrimmage and then ran backwards, so he can't throw the ball. It looks like where they threw it was right where the quarterback got tackled. So it could be roughing the passer. It could be holding. It could be just throwing a flag to throw a flag. We have no idea. 9 seconds left in the half. The referees are talking about what's going on. Both the coaches are kind of slowly wandering towards them, trying to figure it out. So roughing the passer on the Bulldogs. It's an automatic first down. Coach Goodwin's not happy. There it is. 9 seconds left in the half. That puts Dayton at the 10-yard line of the Bulldogs. And so first and goal from the 10. And Ira called the timeout. Coach Goodwin's not happy. Coach Goodwin's going in that he crossed the line of scrimmage and he came back, which he got very close to doing, but he was just dancing around in the backfield trying to keep the play alive so he could throw it. 9 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-20. Yeah, the three-man crew, which makes you call tough. That means
I'll go.
Grayson said he'd do it. So, Dominant Dog defense comes out of the timeout. The Bulldogs are out ready to play. Coach Goodman talks to the referee, trying to understand what was going on. Not happy with the call. Jayden's going to come out of the huddle with their play. Likely one play, maybe two, if it's really quick, left for Jayden. Stanley's going to be in the backfield. We're going to guess he's probably going to run around and try to throw the ball. That's the way they've been able to move the ball against the dominant dog defense. There's Stanley and throws the ball. The receiver catches it, but it's going to be pushed out of bounds. There's 4 seconds left in the half. Yeah, didn't really gain many yards, if any at all, and it's going to be timeout, Jayden. That's their third and last timeout, but there's only 4 seconds left, so likely just one play left in the half. The dominant Dog defense needs to show its teeth and stand tough here because the Bulldogs will kick to Jayton at half, so you really want to keep him out of the end zone and not giving the ball in back-to-back possession. Both teams have played really pretty well. Both have scored. The Bulldogs stopped Jayton on one offensive possession, but other than that, both teams have scored on those. And outside of a couple of big plays, the Bulldogs' defense has really done a good job of slowing down the Jayton offense. We have 4 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 30-20. Jayton has the ball at the 5-yard line. 4 seconds, not a lot of time. I'm guessing, I know the Jayton head coach's last name is Stanley, I'm guessing the quarterback's his son. Not a common name. He does have an arm, and he can throw it accurately and well, but the Bulldogs have been in the right position multiple times, and it's just not work out for him on several passes. But here we go. This one's for all the money at half. Sandlin in the shotgun. There's a snap. He drops back low and being pursued by several good on defender. It's going to fall incomplete. No sight on the field. It's at zero. And the Bulldogs, the dominant dog defense, takes a huge stand. As I was running into the locker room at halftime, up 30-20 against the Dayton Jaybirds in the home opener for the Iowa Bulldogs. So a great defensive stand by the Bulldogs. Had Dayton scored, it would have been at least 26-30 going into half, and then the Bulldogs would have had to kick the ball to Dayton. Now the Bulldogs will kick it to Dayton. It's going to be 20-30. So the dominant dog defense bends but does not break on the last play. About 14 and a half minutes left on the clock. I'm going to take a quick breather, but we'll be back with you for some more Iowa Bulldogs football here in the next 5-10 minutes. think it's this one. Weird that they have the same there's fire song, whatever it is.
Not anymore. Yeah. We got a fifth quarter. I'm sitting on my calories for hot dogs.
Hard to be a good hot dog.
What happened? You're like, I think that's a load.
Who's hungry, man? We heard some fish on the fence on that.
Buena Vista. Right now, Buena Vista is beating them. 32-28 in the first quarter. Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Dave Campbell?
Yeah.
Hi. guys be hopping up on, like scrolling stuff?
I don't like the new one. Go to the website and see if it's coming through good. Let's try this new microphone, but I don't know. Bulldogs leading at half, 30-20. 1:20 left in a halftime break. Is that better? I got a new microphone I'm testing out. It doesn't look like it's going to work like I want it to. Anyway, Bulldogs leading after a great half. We're going to end up kicking to Jayton to open up the second half. For the Bulldogs so far, there's been 3 games, but Bulldogs defense has been pretty dominant after getting up 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. Been a good job for Bulldogs defense, kind of catching their bearings. Gave up a couple big plays, and they're going to have to figure out how to cover the pass. But we're able to keep Jayton out of the end zone at the end of the second quarter to get a 10-point lead to start the second half. So a good test for this Bulldog team, which again, according to sixmanfootball.com, came into the game ranked 9th, and Jayton was ranked 6th. This, of course, the Bulldogs are D1, and Jayton is D2. But still, they've always got a good game, a good team. Alright, Bulldogs come out of the huddle, ready to roll. Spot set, just waiting for the referees to say, let's get to it. Again, 3-man crew tonight, which makes some of these calls tough. You just can't be everywhere all the time. The Godfather. Alright, Bulldogs are kicking from the left to the right. Looks like Jayton's going to send back a different deep man. That is Beck for the Jaybirds. So the Jaybirds are not sending hand back deep. They're going to send back Beck instead. Cabrera getting set to kick the ball from the Bulldog 30-yard line. Again, Cabrera, the last time he kicked, had a phenomenal kick where it just died right on the 2-yard line, forced the Jaybirds to pick it up, and they were only able to move it about 5-10 yards. See what Cabrera can get here. Get no wind caught either. Maybe just a touch behind Grip as he gets ready to kick and open up the second half. And there's a kick. It's high. It's far. Jaybird's going to let it bounce into the end zone for a touchback. It's going to be first and 15 for Jayton from their own 20-yard line. 10 minutes left, then time runs off the clock. On the onside kick, it's going to be first and 15. Wants to be set in the middle. Bulldogs leading 30-20 here at the start of the third quarter. Jason gets the ball. Center and going to be under center. There's that pitch back to the running back. He's going to burst through the first line, get to the secondary before he's brought down by Pena. That was Rivera for the Jaybirds. 15-yard run. It's going to be enough for a first down, so that'll make setting up the ball all the way up to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 15. Ball set at the near hash mark as the Jaybirds are getting their play in. And gets his team set on the center for the running back behind him. There's a snap. And a hundred. It's the ball's out. It's stuck right behind the Bulldogs. That's a turnover by the Bulldogs. Jaden's getting a little bit fancy. Trying to sneak the handoff underneath and set the ball pop forward. And it looks like it was Partain and Cabrera who fell on top of it. So now it's going to be Bulldog ball. They're going to take over at their own 39-yard line. So first and 15. Turnover by the Bulldogs. Great way to start the second half. And it gets his team set in the eye or eye. There's a foul. Picks back the Partain running on the near side. He spins out of one tackle. Breaks down for that area. He's going to gain 6-7 yards on the run. About a 7 yard gain or so. That's going to end up being a second and 7 for the Bulldogs, maybe 8. Partain able to break the first tackle there, rolled out and gained 3 or 4 more yards on the carry. Ball on the Jaybird 34 now. Hernandez gets the team set in the Ira eye. There's Partain running on the far side. Partain following his defender, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He was able to get the ball up about a yard in front of the line of scrimmage, so it'll be about a yard gain. Well, he was brought down. That's going to set up a third and, I mean, they barely moved it. 8-12 left in the third quarter. Third and 8 for the Bulldogs from the Jaybird 33-yard line. Iowa coming out in different formation. Hernandez in the shotgun, pitches it back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got a wide open receiver. He's going to catch it. Right down near the goal line. Happened to the Bulldogs where they have a play, a long play where a running back or a receiver is tackled around the one, maybe inside the end zone, but instead it'll be first in goal for the Bulldogs from the one. So there's 7:30 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 30-20, but 1 yard away from the touchdown. Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira eye. There's a clap. Hand off to Pena. Pena powers forward. Brings a touchdown. Pena is small, but he's so strong. He's able to break several tackles and kind of the big guys come up and hit him. And then he knocks him in the mouth and pushes him back a little bit. And that's what happened here. He's able to power his way into the end zone. So that was for 36-20. Bulldogs leading, waiting for the two-point kick. Bishop the snapper, Fernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. The snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good! That took the Bulldogs up 38-20. Broadcast brought to you by Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples from gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The service is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., a premier Wednesday at 6 p.m., and Bible study for all ages, starting at 6:30. Head on over to fccira.com or visit Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist for more info. The Iowa Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019, and in 2020 purchased the county's East Distress properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Huge turn for the Bulldogs. Just remember, at the end of the second quarter, Jayton was 5 yards away from scoring a touchdown and getting the kick, and now the Bulldogs stopped them on the last play of the half, able to force a fumble in the next offensive drive the Jaybirds have, and then drive down and score and take a two-point conversion. So now the Bulldogs are up 18 on the Jaybirds, 38-20, with 7:18 left in the third. Cabrera gets the signal from the referee, checking with his players. He runs up, kicks left. It's going to be short. It's going to fall in no man's land. Let me hold the ball. Yes, several Bulldog defenders getting around it. The Jaybirds are going to pick it up, but they're going to be pushed back to about the 18-yard line. Maybe he falls forward to the 19. Cabrera's got this backspin on the ball, but as soon as it's hitting the ground, it's just dying. And so the front line of the Jaybird defender did it over their head. And several Bulldogs were there, almost able to dive on the ball, but instead Doug picks it up for the Jaybirds and is able to... And basically, he ran around, but he fell right where the ball landed. It's going to be 13-15 for Jayton from their own 19-yard line on the near half line. Center and under center. There's a fast pitch to Salazar. Salazar running right down the middle, still on his feet. There's a flag that comes in. Bulldogs able to take him down after about a 16-yard carry, but there's flags down in the backfield, which will likely do a holding. Bulldogs leading 38-20 with 7:02 left in the third quarter. Yep, holding on the Jaybirds, so that's going to back up Jayton 10 yards. So now it'll be a 1st and 25 for Jayton from their 9-yard line. Ball is going to be set at the near hash mark.
Said Salazar. I believe that was Rivera who ran the ball.
Stand under center. There's a snap. It's back to Rivera. Rivera hit in the backfield. Breaks one tackle. Now he's got two Bulldogs going to pull him down. It's Juarez. It's cocaine. Some pushing and shoving after the play. No flag by the officials. I mean, the ball was dead. There was some shoving on the Iowa sideline. No flags flying. All right, the dominant ball defense getting set. It's going to be 2nd and 12. Ball's going to be set on the Jaybird 12-yard line. Sandman gets under center. There's a snap. It's back to Rivera running on the far side. Rivera gets a hole. It's going to be brought down after about a 6-7-yard gain. Yeah, he gets the ball all the way to the original line of scrimmage. So now the ball is at the Jaybird 19-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 15. Clock at 5:50 and counting in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-20. Stanley in shotgun. Every time he's been in shotgun from here, he's tried to throw the ball. Now we're going to put Rivera in front of Stanley. There's the snap. Pick back to Rivera. Rivera, Stanley has the ball. He can run, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. Now he's past the line of scrimmage, still on his feet around the first end. But hit hard by number 5, Garrett Cabrera. Stingland is running forward, and Cabrera stood him up. He's not going to have enough for a first down.
There's an injured Bulldog on the field, so we're going to
take this to a quick minute. Bulldogs leading 38-20. 5:13 left in the third. It's going to be about a fourth and a long two for the Bulldogs. Sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top recyclable, top prices played for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, with on-site cleanup available, roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today with structural pipe and rods available. Locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through the Chamber Tourism and Chamber Support and Tourism. Go get them, dogs. Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hernley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items that we deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club. Proudly supporting all Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out. Doug and Susie White. Proud Iowa Bulldogs, a graduate of Iowa with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, and our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Iowa Bulldog supporters. All right, the injured Bulldog is able to walk off the field under his own power. Okay, it's going to be half 30 left in the third quarter. It's going to be fourth and two for Jayden. Bulldogs leading 38-20 on a big fourth down. Stanley gets set one shotgun. Six back two Stanley. If we can run full, we're being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to throw the ball. Just finally complete. And for the third straight time, it stopped Jayden from scoring. So now the Bulldogs are going to take over on offense at the Jaybird 32-yard line. It'll be first and 15, 5:06 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 38-20. Hernandez gets set under center. There's a snap. Hits Partain running on the far side. Partain now cuts it. Goes back to the far side. Has one tackle to break. He's a shifty move. He's running sideways to sideways to avoid the defender. He's able to get about 5 yards down the field. He took off going to the near side. There was no hole, so he kept back going on to the far side. There was one defender. Brighton was able to shake him. So he kept back to the near side. So poor Brighton ran 20, 30 yards to pick up a gain of five. It'll be second and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Jaybird 28-yard line. Hernandez gets set in the Iowa eye. There's a snap. Handoff underneath the Payne. Payne's got a big hole. Power through one defender. He's going to be right up by the first down yard. They're going to say they're going to give him the first down. Huge run by Pena. Those big defenders see him and they think he's small, and then he just jumps up and pops them, was able to push through one defender, so it's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs, but there is another injured Bulldog down. The Bulldogs leading 38-20 with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ogden Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. They have two opportunities to worship on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesday beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can calm us and warmly welcome you, warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. First Bank and Trust. And Texas Car Dealers agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. See if I can get my app to work in a Texas sports from around. Again, injured Bulldog down right now. Bulldogs leading 38-20 with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Well, for whatever reason, I can't get my app to work. The injured Bulldog is able to walk off under his own power. They're walking off under their own power, so it looks like maybe it's France, and that's what's happening on the timeline. So, it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs after the big run from Jaron Pena. Bulldogs leading 38-20 with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Hernandez gets the team set in the Ira Hyatt. Juarez behind Hernandez and Partain behind Juarez. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain follows blocker. Steps up. He's at 10 yards down. Can be brought down around the 5-yard line. It's going to be a second and about 4. They're saying the ball's on the 6. So it'll be a second and 4 or 5, somewhere around there. Ball can be put on the far half mark. 3:48 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-20. Hernandez gets his chance to end the IRI. There's the snap, pushed back to Partain, running on the far side. Partain trying to follow his block and get around the edge. He got through the end zone. They're going to say he was stopped at the 1.
That's the third offensive drive in a row that they've been stopped at the 1, allegedly.
And I say the 1, they're not even going to give him the first down. They're going to say he was stopped a yard short of the first, so it's going to be 3rd and 1 for the Bulldogs from the 3-yard line. Yeah, 3rd and 1 for the Bulldogs from the Dayton 3-yard line with 3:30 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-20. Hernandez gets set in the Ira eye. There's that pitch back to Partain. Partain gets hit immediately. The senior powers his way forward. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, but now it's going to be 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs. .3:10 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-20. It's going to be 4th and 1. Let's say that didn't get all the way back, so it's going to be 4th and 2. Bulldogs still haven't called a play yet. Looks like they're still maybe taking it down to the bottom of the play clock. Yeah, that's only going to call a timeout. Yep, that's what it's going to do.
So, timeout Bulldogs. As the Bulldogs are leading 38-20 with 2:45 left in the third quarter. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, Ira Pumping, Ira Pumping Supply, Calvary Baptist Church, Tonga Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Drug and CZY, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Piper and Steel Funeral Home, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, the First Church of God in Ira, and Ira Baptist Church. since I haven't been able to get my app to work through the stores if we could have worked now. Nope. Anyway, Bulldogs come out of the timeout. It's 4th and 2. The Bulldogs converted a 4th and 18 earlier in the game. This one's 4th and 2 from the 4-yard line. 2:45 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-20. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hand up underneath the Juarez. Juarez is going to power his way through for a touchdown. Bulldogs. Demetri Juarez was, I think, his first touchdown of the year. It may not be. Great run by Demetri. So now we're going to have the Bulldogs kick. Bishop the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. Oh, no good. It's hard to tell, but up under the goalpost, it says a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And some of those clips, and I can't tell which one it is. So that's going to put the Bulldogs at 44-20 with 2:40 left in the third quarter. Sponsored for the broadcast include Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Purchase tank and truck in Snyder. Iowa Pump and Supply. Call Iowa Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesday beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. All right, Bulldogs going to kick from left to right. Last time the Bulldogs kicked, they had Cabrera kick it high and short. The ball died, and the Bulldogs were almost able to recover it. The way Jarrett kicks that ball, it has so much backspin, and just when it hits the grass, it dies. Jayton's going to send back deep Bet. Cabrera gets the signal, runs up towards the ball. He's going to kick it high and short. Again, it's going to fall in dead man's land at the 20-yard line. Ball's rolling. Barely gets out of bounds. Grant Cox is right there, almost is able to stop the ball and get it, but instead it'll be Jayton's ball. We'll see what they elect to do. They want to re-kick it. So, Bulldogs are going to re-kick. So, Beck is locking up a lot closer this time. He's been standing at about the goal line, or about the 5-yard line. Now he's at the 12. Garrett, both times he just kicks that ball. It doesn't go fast. It goes high when it hit about at the 20 both times. And that one just, it hit about 5 yards inside, almost right on the 20-yard line numbers, and rolled out of bounds by maybe 0.5 yard just before Brent Fox was able to get there. So, Bulldogs going to get another chance at the kickoff. Cabrera checking with his team. And there's the kick. This time he's going to kick it to the left side, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 18. See what the Jaybirds want to do here. All right, so they're going to make the Bulldogs re-kick again. This time from their 20. So, 3 kickoffs and not much action. Bulldogs leading 44-20 with 2:40 left. Beck now standing at the 17-yard line. No wind, if there's any, it's maybe just a light breeze right behind Garrett as he kicks the ball. Gets the signal, there's the run. Garrett kicks a booming kick down the left side. It stays in bounds. It's going to get all the way down to the 2-yard line before Beck takes the ball up. Several Bulldog defenders are going to hit Beck. He's got Beck up a little left at the 20. Kind of fly off. Forgot to call the play dead. Beck wanted to keep running. He would have got pushed out, but a helmet of the Bulldog fell off. So we're going to call the play down. I don't know the rules, but that was a heck of a kick by Jared. He kicked it from the 20. The ball landed at the opposing 20 and then rolled and bent inward, so that by the time it stopped and Beck picked it up, it was about the 2-yard line, and Beck was standing at the 20 initially. So now the Jaybirds are going to get the ball at their own 23-yard line. Stanley's going to come under center. There's the snap. It's pitched back to the Dayton running back. It's going to be hit by the Bulldog defenders. They're going to give him 2 yards, and that's pretty generous. He got hit right as he got up to the line of scrimmage. It was Rivera. They're giving him 4 yards. That's way generous on that run. He got hit right when he got to the line of scrimmage and then pushed back by Hayden 40 before other Bulldogs got there, and they called the play dead. Bulldogs leading 44-20 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Second and 11 for the Jaybirds. Ball is at the 26.5-yard line. Center and under center. There's a shot pitch to Rivera running on the far side. Rivera hit by several Bulldog defenders, and he's going to be brought down quickly. Juarez was in on the tackle. Cartain was in on the tackle. Rivera gained a few yards. He's going to get the ball up to the 29-yard line of the Jaybirds, so it's going to be a third and 11. Already on the far hash mark. 122 and counting in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 44-20. Jaybirds break the huddle. They got 7 seconds on the game clock. Now they're just now getting set. Sandlin under center. 3 seconds. 2-1. They get the snap off. Sandlin runs on the near side, trying to pull the ball before he's chasing. Now Flores is chasing. Had a hold on it. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to fly out of bounds incomplete. So now it's 4th and 11. Caden Flory was able just to get off the line of scrimmage and run completely free to Stanley. So when Stanley turned around to look at receivers, he had Caden Flory, who's not short. He saw his Caden's got to be, what, 6'1", 6'2"? 6'8". The Stanley couldn't see. Great play by the Bulldog defense. Now it's going to be shotgun. 6-back, 2 Stanley running in the backfield. Now Stanley takes the ball. He's going to play that forward and try to run to get the first down. Several Bulldog defenders are there. He's going to run out of bounds right at the stick. Let's see where they spot him. I mean, they spot him right at the yard line. They're going to take first down. So, new set of downs for the Jaybirds. Ball is set at the Jayton 37-yard line. First and 15. Bulldogs leading 44-20 with 27 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Same on under center. There's a snap. It's kicked back to Rivera. Rivera trying to run up the middle. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. Ball out! Ball out! It was recovered by Gentry for the Jaybird, so it's going to be a gain of yards. But instead, the Bulldogs were able to pull the ball out, and so it's going to be a loss of about 2-3 yards for Jayton. A loss of 2, so that's going to set up a 2nd and 17 for Jayton. And that was the end of the third quarter. If you couldn't see, Bulldogs leading 44-20 and did not allow Dayton to score in the third quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Condon Memorial Hospital, Condon Memorial Hospital, and Kevin Snyder. Proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs and happy to help with any of your medical needs. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, graduates of Iowa with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers,
Both of us are two sons, Rodney and Ronald, our grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be an Iowa Bulldog supporter. Proudly supporting all Iowa Booster Club, proudly supporting all the Iowa Bulldog activities on the field and in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how you can help. So the Bulldogs come out of the half, leading by 10, now leading by 24. The dominant dog defense has shown up in the second half and really limited the Jaybirds' offensive rim, what they've been able to do. Some big key stops for the Bulldogs. They've also methodically walked down the field on offense, taking up a lot of time on the clock. So they kept Jayton scoreless in the third quarter. It's going to be second and 17 from the Jaybird 36. Sandlin under center. There's the snap. Sandlin drops back, looking to pass the ball. He tosses it to his receiver, who catches the ball. It's going to be brought down. It's going to be enough for a first down. And that's it. Paul, I don't have height sizes, but that's what they've been doing in their past, is our quarterbacks are not as tall as their receivers, and so Sandlin's just throwing the ball up, and they're able to jump up and get it. Now, they get hit in the ribs and are a little bit sore, but they've been able to bring the ball down. This is the first down for the Jaybirds. It's going to be first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 23-yard line. 9:52 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 44-20. Sandlin under center. Ball comes out. Sandlin picks it up, pitches it back to Rivera. Rivera drops the ball. He's hit by Juarez. Rivera somehow is able to squeeze through the tackles. Gets about a 7-8 yard gain. Hits several. Just one of those plays that didn't go. Two errors on the Jaybirds that ended up being to their advantage. Sandlin mishandled the snap, and then when he picked it back to Rivera, Rivera dropped the pitch. There were Bulldogs all around him, but somehow Rivera was able to break out of the tackle before he fell forward. And he handled the ball for a 7-yard gain. So it's going to be second and 8 for the Jaybirds from their Bulldogs 15. There's the snap. Hand off to Rivera. Rivera hit by several Bulldogs. Not brought down yet. Now he's dropped down. Puts the ball up to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be third and 2 for Jayton. Ball is at the Bulldogs' 10-yard line. Rivera's been running just strong, not the fastest, but just strong and hard to bring down, and the Bulldogs have struggled to do that on this drive. But the dominant dog defense has bent but not broke all night. 3 seconds left on the game clock. Sandlin under center. There's the snap. Handoff underneath Duke. Rivera falls forward, probably enough for a first down, but not a touchdown. They're going to give him the first down. So now it's going to be first and goal from the 7. Bulldogs leading 44-20 with 8:05 left in the game. Jaybirds taking the challenge, getting to the line of scrimmage. Sandlin's going to be under center. There's the snap. Sandlin pitches it back to Rivera. Rivera is able to weasel his way into the end zone for a touchdown. So, now it's just a handoff to Rivera the whole way. He's able to power his way forward. And the Jaybirds are going to try the two-point conversion, the field goal. And he's snapped. The ball flies way over the head of the holder. The kicker throws the ball into the end zone. It's going to end up being caught by Jayton. So there's a one-point game there. The snap is just well above the head of the holder. He didn't even touch it. The kicker ended up catching the ball and then threw. But in 1A, that's 1 point. So the score is 44-27. Bulldogs leading the Jaybirds with 7:41 left in the game.
sponsors for the Broncos are Legacy Fuel, which sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. Has been in business since 1937. We deliver to Surry County and the surrounding areas. McWilliams Pharmacy, only locally owned and operated pharmacy in China. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health care, your health and care, a part of what we do best. Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hurley, and Surry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs get set to return. It's Claxton who's going to be batting deep for the Bulldogs. His first time to return a kick this half. The freshman almost broke off several runs in the beginning. It's just one or two inches too away and several good returns. So look for something good to happen here. Collins is getting the ball set for the Jaybirds. Collins runs up and he's going to kick the ball. Claxton's going to catch the ball at the 15. Now he's at the 25. Still got some defenders in front of him. He's getting to the 30. Now to the 35. Gets the ball near midfield. We'll see where they caught it. Looks like it's going to be close to the 40. The nose of the ball is going to be on the 40-yard line. The butt of the ball is going to be pointed towards the Bulldogs 39. So it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 40. Great return by the freshman. He caught the ball at the 15, and Boston was able to wiggle his way through the return team all the way to midfield. Get the Ira eye set. There's the snap. Pitch to Partain, running on the near side. Partain following his defender. He's got a blocker ahead of him. Come on, on the touchdown, Bulldogs! It was real close to the sideline, but that's okay. They didn't call it. That puts the Bulldogs at 50-27 as we get ready to attempt the two-point conversion. Bishop will be the snapper. Cabrera, the kicker. Hernandez, the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. Ball fell low. I don't know what happened. So it's going to be no good. That'll leave the score 50-27 as the Agra Bulldogs are leading the Jayton Jaybirds with 7:21 left in the game. Sponsors include the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, which provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top class is paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. All the way. Structural pipe and rods are available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Bulldogs have just, the second half has been their half. Went into halftime with it 30-20 after a big stand when the Jaybirds had got the ball all the way to the 5-yard line, but not able to punch it in before half. And then since then, it's just been Bulldog ball. Jaybirds are going to send Beck back deep. Cabrera is the kicker for the Bulldogs. Let's see if the Bulldogs will try the high and short kick again. Oh, this time it's going to be an onside kick. Ball's bouncing over and under, and the Jaybirds are going to fall on it at the 35-yard line. Cabrera ran up to kick it, and then he stopped, and Caden Foley ran over and kicked it, and it was just an end-over-end ball, but the Bulldogs thought maybe one of the Jaybird defenders would miss. He fell on it right at the 35-yard line, so the first and 15 for Jordan. The ball's going to be at the near half mark. 7:21 left in the game. Channeling under center. There's a shot. Hits back to Rivera. Rivera hitting the backfield. He's going to fall back for about a loss of a yard.
He got lucky to gain a yard there. As soon as he got the ball, the Bulldogs were right there. It was both Juarez and Forey able to bring him down. He just kind of squirted through the tackle and fell forward. So it'll be a second and 16 now. Ball is at the Jaybird 34-yard line. Channeling under center. There's the snap, pitch back to Rivera. Rivera gets the ball, turns towards the near side. Now he's on the far side. Got one Bulldog trail running. It's Partain who brings him down with the help of Pena, but not before he gains enough for a first down. Again, he doesn't, from my perspective, he doesn't look like the fastest player. He's just hard to bring down. So every time he gets the ball, he's falling forward. So a good player, but the Bulldog defense has handled him most of the game. 50-27, Bulldogs leading with 6:16 left in the fourth quarter. It's first and 15 for the Jaybirds, coming from the Bulldog 29-yard line. Standing under center. There's a snap, pitch back to Rivera. The ball's out. Rivera jumps up off the ball, still out. The referee blew the whistle then, and the ball is still bouncing around. Where are they marking the ball at? What in the world? It was a fumble by Rivera. Rivera fumbled the ball. And then the Bulldogs were running to get him. They blew the play dead, but he fumbled the ball again. And now they're putting the ball back at the slip. But they're not even saying it was a loss of a yard. And he fumbled the ball with a shotgun center. But Goodman is confused. Rightfully so, everybody is confused. Are they calling it a pass? I'm like, how do you... So Dayton fumbled the ball twice and gets the ball back at the line of scrimmage. So the referees are going to have a gain of 7 yards on the play. It's going to set up a first. And they're saying first. Should it be second? I have no idea what's going on, but Rivera gets the ball on the pitch, hit by several Bulldog defenders. And he's going to be brought down by Pena after a gain of about 12. Still absolutely confused. The stick favored it. It's second down, so they're not even counting that first play. Good night. Everybody's confused as what is going on, but the Bulldogs don't have that opportunity. They're on the field, so it's going to be second and third for the Jaybirds. The ball is going to be at the 17-yard line of the Bulldogs with 4:38 on the clock and counting. Taylor is going to come under center. There's the snap. Hit to Rivera running on the far side. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders, three or four of them. He's going to have enough for a first down. So with the help of the referees and the stick man, the Jaybirds are able to get a first down. It'll be first and goal from the 13 of the Bulldogs. 4:24 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. And Dayton's going to call a timeout. Absolutely confused as to what happened on that play. And it's hard to come back from that when there's... I have no idea. They just did not count that play, I guess. Broadcaster is sponsored by Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's East of Shelf property, located primarily in Scurry, Gordon, and Fisher County. The field office is located in Ira, Texas. They strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. The First Church of God in Ira. Ira Church of God is proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God and make sure you check out Rocky, the best-looking pastor in all of Ira. Bulldogs come out of the timeout. It'll be first and goal from the 13-yard line for the Jaybirds. 4:24 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. The dominant dog defense is bent but not broke. several times. I'm looking for the same thing to happen here. Santa Lane under center. There's the snap. Pitch back to Rivera. Rivera gets the ball. There's a flag that flies. Rivera still on his feet, but he's carrying several Bulldog defenders with him. Flag flies where it probably is a holding. We'll see. There's no telling. They may call a fumble for all we know. So he's holding on the Jaybird. That's going back in left to him. So now it will be a first end goal from the 23 of the Bulldogs. 4:15 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. Dayton takes their time getting the plays in. Referee blows the whistle. All right, David finally get up to the line of scrimmage. They got 7 seconds left on the field clock. Center and under center. There's a snap pitch to Rivera running on the far side, hit by several Bulldog defenders, and this time they're not going to let him fall forward. They'll gain about 2 yards on the carry, so it's going to set up a second and 17. Ball's going to be a second and goal, sorry, from the 20. The second and goal from the 20 for the Jaybirds. 3:49 and counting left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. Dayton has really basically stopped throwing the ball. They've just been handing it off to Rivera. There's a snap. I say that, and there's Stanley rolls out looking to throw the ball. He's hit as he throws. The ball's going to be complete. See, number one for the Jaybirds is going to be hit by several Bulldogs and brought down. And it's going to say it's forward momentum down all the way to the 14, maybe 13, 14. So Sandlin was able to just get the ball off before Juarez and Torrey got to him. And then Greenwood, the senior for the Jaybirds, carried the ball forward about 3 or 4 yards from there. It's going to be third and goal from the Bulldogs' 13-yard line. 2:50 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. Ball set at the near hash mark. Jaybirds have used up almost all of the clock, and now they're going to have to call timeout. No. Timeout for Jaden. 2:37 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. It'll be 3rd and 13 for the Jaybirds. The 3rd and goal from the 13 for the Jaybirds when we come back. Sponsor for the broadcast is Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. at Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship service, and Wednesdays are the 3 morning at 6 p.m. The Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Check out fbciowa.com and Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist for more information. Thank you to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you're your business is interested in supporting these broadcasts, stop at the Jones, and we will get you all the information that you need. It's going to be 3rd and goal for the Jaybirds from the Bulldogs' 13-yard line. Iowa leading 50-27 with 2:37 left in the game. Sandland's going to be dropped back in shotgun. There's the snap. Ball goes under Sandland's head. It's over Collins' head. Collins on top of the ball. So what the referees are going to do is pretend like the play doesn't happen and move it back up to the line of scrimmage. Just kidding. Just a little bit better. It's going to be a huge loss for the Jaybirds. It's now going to be 4th and goal from the Bulldogs' 33-yard line. The snap is over Sandlin's head. Collins was behind him. It was over Collins' head. Collins dove backwards onto the ball and had to turn it over. So now it's 4th and a country mile. 2:06 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-27. Spanlin in the shotgun. There's the snap. Spanlin looking to throw the ball. He passes it deep to his receiver. Partain's there on the defense. The Jaybirds were clearly offside, but it wasn't. Whatever. The receiver's able to touch the ball in the end zone for a touchdown. Yeah, I don't know how tall that receiver is for Jayton, but he powers over our cornerback. Brighton is there. He jumps up to make the defensive play, but that receiver's so tall, he stuck his hands up and was able to pull the ball in. The score is 50-33. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it's blocked by Juarez.
No, no, that's number 21, Caden Castillo, who's able to get his hand up and block the kick, so the score is going to remain 50-33 with 1:49 left in the game.
Thank the sponsors, Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Schneider Iron and Metal, Schneider Chamber of Commerce, Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Coggle Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pumping Supply, First Bank and Trust, and Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers. Claxton's going to be back for the Bulldogs. I would be shocked if the Jaybirds kick it deep. I would think they're going to try to onside kick it with 1:49 left in the fourth, but they may not. I do not know. I'm in the booth and not on the field. Jaybirds get ready. And it's going to be high and short. Claxton's going to catch the ball, but he falls forward catching it at the 19-yard line. So they're going to call the ball down at the 18. So the first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 18-yard line. 1:49 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 50-33 against the Jayton Jaybirds. Bulldogs going to get set in the victory formation. There's the snap. Fernandez gets it, and he nails it down. That stops the clock. Going to have to do it a couple more times, but it'll be a mark for the Bulldogs to call Jones. A dominant performance, a great performance by the Bulldogs, who are facing a really good Jayton team. Jayton squad had to play May, and then they played Klondike, and then they played Iowa. They've had just a gauntlet of people to play. Next week, the Bulldogs will take on Lorraine here in Ira again. And Lorraine is ranked, Jayton is ranked number 6 in Division 2. The Bulldogs take a knee again. Lorraine is ranked number 7 in D2. Jayton is ranked number 6. And we'll log in for another good matchup next week against the Lorraine Bulldogs. And then follow that up with Klondike before there's a bye week. And then the Bulldogs will take on the rest of the district. I can't get my score app to work. All right, Hernando's getting ready to take the final snap and kneel. He does. And now there's 39 seconds left on the play clock and 30 seconds left on the game clock. Bulldogs are going to come to the sideline. The Jaybirds are going to go to their sidelines. And the Bulldogs are going to end up victorious 50-33 as they put on a dominant performance in the second half, holding Jayton to really limiting what they did to do on offense and controlling what they did on defense. So, Ben Moore with you. I'm going to go ahead to the fifth quarter. We'll be back with you live next week. If you can't make it out to the game, I'd encourage you to try to get out to the game and watch this young Bulldog squad that plays with a lot of heart and a lot of fight and a lot of resilience. Again, Bulldogs win 50-33 over the Jayton Jaybirds. Bulldogs are now 3-0 on the year, and we'll be back in Ira next week as the Bulldogs take on the Lorraine Bulldogs.